Welcome to the After the Credits.
Littlest Hobo Media Spew.
Thank you. The name is too much, man. I love it and I hate it both. And this is the Media Spew for July, because it's always a month behind. See?
All right.
This is how I remember it.
We're always shifting in time.
Always, constantly.
It's amazing.
Totally. My name is Maureen Antunes, your co-host from Roll3.com and QuietEarth.us, and I am joined, as you have already heard, by fellow co-hosts.
Colleen.
Dale.
Wow. Okay. Jumping right into things. So what have you guys been watching?
I've turned off my television entirely, and I'm solely on Netflix now.
Nothing wrong with that.
So Archer Season 7 came out recently.
Is this the Vice one, or is this after
No,
one?
Vice has been gone for about 2 years.
That was
now
Season 5, yeah.
I don't know. And then they went back to Secret Ancient Land, and now there is Private Investigators.
Oh, God.
And it starts out with the death of Archer, and it ends with the death of Archer, so...
Okay.
It's one of those flashback things going on.
Okay.
But you don't know whether or not Archer... If you watch it, you sort of realize why it may or may not be Archer.
I stopped at Archer Vice, and I just haven't gotten back into it.
Yeah, I didn't. Archer Vice was the weakest of all of them, but I quite enjoyed this season, so...
Excellent.
I'm all about that. Hey, Krieger's my homeboy. I also watched... After a long hiatus, they finally brought out Marco Polo Season 2.
Yes. Okay, not too many details, because it's still on my watch list for the summer.
Amazing balls.
Excellent.
Like, it is probably one of the best period sort of piece things I have ever seen.
It's amazing.
It blows my mind, the production value on these damn things.
Yep.
And, of course, it's like Mongols, and there's intrigue in the court, and backstabbing, and... hostile coups, and oh my goodness.
Yeah,
gracious.
I'm excited. I've been actually saving that one.
Michelle Yeoh's in it, speaking badass.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That show is pretty epic. I'm a big fan.
It just gets better and better. They brought out a special one-off episode on 100 Eyes a while back.
I did see that.
Yeah, which is the blind kung fu master.
Yes.
God, everything about... I know it's... absolutely so far off of what actually was going on, but it doesn't matter. I'm addicted to Marco Polo.
Did you watch...
I'm willing to wait 2 years for a third season.
So, I know, since you're into the period thing, did you see that Last Kingdom is on Netflix? Because I highly recommend...
That's the Roman one, right?
Yes.
Or is that Viking?
No, it's Roman. Okay. Well...
If it's Viking, I probably won't watch it because I don't care about the Norse.
Oh, then it is. Then you might not be interested then, because it does have a Norse touch to it. It's really good though.
I can tolerate Roman, but you know, I'm all about the Mongolia Turks, man.
The Last Kingdom, I highly recommend. It's quite good.
Cool. Also, Stranger Things, which as soon as it aired, I binge watched the entire thing in basically one sitting.
We did
Amazing.
Too.
Amazing.
I liked it.
Yeah, Dan made us wait like 2 days to watch the finale because he wanted us to spread it out.
I almost didn't watch it, and I started hearing things, and I watched the first one, and I was hooked, and I could not stop.
Yeah, no, that I think that everybody was watching that.
That girl, 11, like,
yeah,
amazing.
Millie Brown or Millie something Brown.
I don't know what her name
was. Well, she was in that TV show. There were like two or three TV shows last summer that all had like weird kids in them. She was in one of them.
Yeah.
And she was amazing in it. She was like the best thing in the show. And lo and behold, she's here and she's like the greatest thing in the show. So,
yeah.
Hey, it's all good.
11.
Yeah, she's pretty great. I mean, but the kids, it's like central casting out of 1980. Yeah.
You know,
it's like seriously.
The whole aesthetic of the show and the way they caught the 80s. And also, I love the way they played with like the whole... We're going to actually do a real life
Winona
horror Dungeons and Dragons thing.
Yep.
Winona Ryder losing her shit consistently.
She's really good at that.
I know. Holy cow.
That like, was almost too much.
I'm going completely off my fucking nut. And you buy it. Like,
but the thing
I love the sheriff.
Yeah, he's really great. I've seen him in something else too, though.
He was in there was one on the nuclear bomb. He had a small part in, but it's probably not the one you saw him in.
No, I do remember looking him up, and I can't remember what I remember seeing him in. But I think the thing that really got me about the show is the fact that they managed to do the entire season without actually answering anything.
I thought they answered a bunch.
I don't think they did at all. There was very little explanation about what the fuck was going on.
Oh.
I didn't think there were any answers.
I got a bunch of answers.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what?
Like, I was fine with alternate dimension creatures.
But none of that is explained. How do you even know it's an alternate dimension?
Because they talked about that. They actually talked about that with the science teacher and with the whole D&D thing about the other realm.
I don't think it was clear enough then. I totally missed that.
Well, maybe you have to be
a reference to El Hezred in it too.
Well, I know that they did talk a little bit about like the fact that they needed to lower the body temperature and that, you know, there was obviously a connection to the other realm, but there was like no explanation as to how they know that, like how the kid came about. Like, we know that obviously they were doing testing, but...
Well, she was a child of someone that was getting drugged out of the crap out
exactly.
of.
Exactly. Yeah. But I mean, like, there was so many questions. And like, don't get me wrong, I am totally fine with them not giving me answers because I was still watching like the entire thing. But I thought that there could have been a few more. I needed more answers. I didn't think there were enough.
You got answers. You needed more specific answers, I think.
Yes.
Like, for me, I'm fine with like the little bit of the glossing over of this is like fake pseudoscience anyway, so we're not going to try and do all the baffle gab.
I can go with that.
CIA experiments, well, we did shit.
This is the thing, like the fact that they managed to pull that off and it totally works is kind of amazing because for the most part, it doesn't.
Because it wasn't the central element of the story, right?
Exactly.
It was just like, we're using these things to drive a really interesting plot.
Yeah.
And this is how you do it, boys and girls.
Well, pretty much, right? Take note.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I had one other show. Normally, I don't watch television shows from other countries. Like, it's fine reading like subtitles for like a film, but like if you're looking at episode after episode, I tend to not. But there is one on Netflix called A Very Secret Service, and it's about the French sort of like spy agency in the 60s. Yeah. I found it quite humorous. It was sort of like almost done like in an almost like Office. The TV show The Office style, but it's 1960s, right when country after country in Africa was basically leaving France.
Yeah, independence.
And the bumbling sort of bureaucracy of the spy agency, the new spy kid on the block, and yeah, and answer the phone. Like, it's ringing. It's like he answers the phone, then everyone's going, "Why did you answer the phone?" Like, it's just...
Anyway, the actor playing the sheriff is David Harbour.
Yeah, what else was he in?
He was in Manhattan, which is the one that I was remembering him from. But he's been in Sleepless in Different Women. He's in Suicide Squad. He did a thing in Banshee, Black Mass, State of Affairs, Newsroom, Walk in the Tombstones, Equalizer, Rake. Was this any
of
this?
That's weird. None of that sounds familiar. Oh,
Pan Am.
Okay, and End of Watch.
And to watch. Okay.
I remember him from the movies, not the TV shows that he's been in. But yeah, no, but he was certainly the best.
Thumbs
thing.
Up.
Thumbs way up.
The ending, they did not completely stick the ending. It was like a 9.5 out of 10, or maybe a 9 out of 10. I mean, I was still really happy with it, but the way that they kind of hedged it a bit into the next season two, I thought was...
Well, yeah, and I don't think that it needed that padding for season two. I think that it was pretty clear that it was going to go to another season. Yeah,
but and this is how you do suspense too. Like,
oh yeah,
we didn't see the monster one until like the sixth episode out of eight, I think.
Yeah, I think it was pretty late.
Yeah,
pretty late into the run for sure.
So many little things about this that I really liked. We could talk about it for a while, but so
agreed.
I'm going to shut up now.
It's the only TV that I sort of mainlined over the last couple of weeks. I'm still watching the regular television. There were news the other day that the pirate show I watch, the name of which escapes me, Black Sails. This will be the final season, which I'm really sad about because that show is amazing. Mm. But then somebody made the comment that maybe now Toby Jones can join the cast of Outlander and that would be like the greatest thing on earth. I don't know as who, but I'm sure they can make it work.
Just announced the next season is the final one for Game of Thrones too.
Yeah, they're doing 7 now. Is it 7 or 8?
I forget how many episodes.
I think that there's 2 seasons left, are they not?
Well, they talked about 2 seasons, but this last one being going to be a short season. Now yes. They just said next season is the last season.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't hear how many episodes that was going to be.
Well, you know what? If you have the time to end the story the way you want it to,
as long as I get a good story,
exactly. Yeah.
Do it in the time you want to do it.
Yeah, exactly. So, since we last talked, a bunch of TV has ended. Outlander is done for the season. I think we talked a little bit about Penny Dreadful, which is over, and I finally caught up and finished it. The ending was rushed. It is what it is, but it was okay. But yeah, really the only thing that I've been watching is Stranger Things. And I was telling Colleen we were looking for something the other day, and we turned on Crackle TV. Or Crackle, I guess they just call it now. And they've cut back on the amount of material they have on there because they had a lot of really sort of subpar material. but they have a limited selection now of both movies and TV. But Jesus, they've got good stuff.
Oh.
They've got the IT Crowd, which is what we ended up watching. And they have Dawson's Creek, people. If you want to catch up with the Adventures of Dawson.
Dawson, it's Crackle. All about Pacey.
Yeah, Pacey was the shit. For me, it was all about Pacey. Pacey was my
exactly.
crush. But, if you're into Dawson's Creek, that is where you can watch your reruns of Dawson's Creek.
That's why I was so and happy when Fringe came back out.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
yay,
right.
Pacey.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's all the TV I've been watching.
Oh, well, yeah, like you said, like a whole bunch of my shows. Or were you finished or are you still going?
Well, no,
because we got stuck on Stranger Things.
Yeah, that's it basically for TV. Although I do want to just say that American Horror Story season 6, I haven't watched the last couple seasons.
But it sounds awesome.
Roanoke.
Right? I know.
Hell high yeah!
Five. I read that today, and I'm like, I am watching the show again.
Exactly.
Bring it back. Bring it back to the witches.
I love Roanoke.
Mm-hmm.
The whole legend, mystery, mythos of Roanoke. Oh mm-hmm. yeah.
Sounds promising.
Exactly.
That was very exciting, wasn't it?
It was.
Dale is like,
now,
whatever.
Now I'm completely done with TV.
Not my thing. Yeah, as like you say, a whole bunch of stuff ended, so I've actually haven't been watching a whole lot of TV stuff.
Oh, but, Suits is back. That's worth mentioning.
Sure.
Suits is back.
Yeah, I dropped off of Suits
a while ago, too. That show's good. I like it. Sorry, okay.
So Killjoys and Dark Matter's back. They're cheesy goodness.
I read somewhere that Chris Holden Reed was joining, I think it was Dark Matter.
Dark Matter.
Yeah, he showed up on the last episode.
Okay, so that alone was almost enough for me to watch that show. Because I did watch the first episode and I thought it was pretty cheesy. But now that Chris Holden Reed is in it, I'm like,
It has evolved, but it still is what it is.
And that's fine.
And I like it. It's good, mindless kind of sci-fi. It gets my...
Is that the one where they all wake up and they don't have memories of the last week? Oh, yeah. That was really good.
Except they forget... they haven't stuck themselves in that. So, I'll give that to the showrunner. Well, I think that was a great idea. Like, they did flesh out the reality of who they were. It didn't remain a mystery. And now they're dealing with something completely different. Yeah. So it's evolved.
Nice.
Yeah.
Were either of you guys watching Wayward Pines?
No.
I started to because it was filmed in my building, but it was an erratic schedule, and I'm like, screw that.
Because the only reason I bring it up is because they just aired the last episode of the season last week, and the season came and went. Like, nobody was talking about it. It was supposed to be I thought it was a one season event anyways.
That's what it was supposed to be.
Yeah, so they did the whole Under the Dome thing and they expanded it to a second season. And the show kind of leads itself to that because of the setting. The second season was actually pretty good.
Oh, yeah?
It's just the character. Like, the story is kind of stupid and they've created these weird characters that, live on the other side of the fence that just, make no sense. It's like supposed to be like our evolutionary, I don't even know what. But the season kind of came and went with little fanfare. I don't think anybody was watching except for maybe me and Nan. But the show was actually not bad. But yeah, the season kind of came and went. And the last episode, Dan and I were like, was that it? Because everybody goes back to sleep. We assume for another 2,000 years? We don't know. But I have a feeling that they're done, which just kind of sucks because...
Yeah,
I kind of like where they left off. I want to see where they're going in another 2,000 years, but might not get to find out.
Oh, well.
Yeah, thank you.
So you were right about Preacher. It never did. I mean, they're still kind of going to come up to their finale, but it, I felt like it was just a really big tease. Like, just, it just never developed. Although there was a few scenes in there that I think Colleen would laugh her ass off with. Like, when angels fight, they come back after you kill them. So there's this incredibly gory violence with these bodies all over, and they just keep coming back. It's kind of really whacked. And nice. The guy playing the vampire is...
still the greatest thing
is
ever.
It's hilarious. Rhodey's isn't fulfilling its promise either. It's okay, but it's not what I would call destination. So, and because I was so bored, it's like, oh, I'll try Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. And it was fun. Like, the first episodes were fun, and then they went into kind of some topics that I didn't find as interesting. So I kind of petered out mid-season two.
Yeah, it definitely has highs and lows points in it, but overall I just find Kimmy delightful.
Well, the actress...
insufferable.
The actress, the actress is fun, and some of the situations are fun. I find that the situations that they put in with the rich woman, Jane Krakowski...
Yeah.
I'm just like, I'm not interested in this. Like, no. I can see where you're doing maybe good humor, but it does nothing for me at all. No. So, yeah, that's kind of, Stranger Things was the highlight of.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That and Marco Polo, too.
Yeah, I still haven't tried Marco Polo.
I'm really glad to hear that the second season is good. It's on my watch list.
So good.
Like, I will get there.
So
I will get there soon. I'm running out of stuff to watch.
But I think probably my favorite character in the whole thing, heavily involved in season two. Oh, yeah.
Nice. Movies?
I have two. Just because I'm a completionist, I did watch Mockingjay Part 2.
And?
Man, that series goes downhill really badly.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you know what? Watch the first one. You don't need to watch any of the others.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I still haven't gotten to the final two, maybe.
I could see where they were going with how they wanted to structure it and make it an interesting story, but they so did not pull it off.
Yeah.
Well, they did better than the Divergent films. The last one is going straight to TV.
Mm. Oh, is that the one where you're either this house or that house? And okay, yeah.
Yeah.
The other film I saw was Guardians of the Galaxy, and anytime they were playing music, that film was awesome. When they turned off the music, meh. I seriously, there's a correlation for my enjoyment of that film solely when they have the actual 80s soundtrack kind of thing.
I really like Guardians of the Galaxy, actually.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm a fan of that one. Soft spot. A DC movie I like. A Marvel movie I really like, I should say.
It's no Ant-Man, but it's decent. I could watch it again.
I still need to see Ant-Man. Oh, my God.
You do.
Ant-Man.
I enjoyed Ant-Man.
I know.
And you being a big Paul Rudd fan.
I know. I swear I will rectify this for the next show. I promise.
That's your homework.
That's my homework.
Okay.
Dale, what you got? A long list. Holy shit.
Well, you know, there wasn't a lot of TV, so I kind of made an effort to catch up on.
It's all good.
Nanny McPhee Returns, which was the sequel, which was okay, not great. Aloha, which was actually a lot of okay, but not great. Barely Lethal was that Lifetime movie that... which was like just really, really strange. Like, think. I don't know if anyone here watched the Agent Carter series where they had the Russian girls trained to be killers from... They kind of riffed it off of that, only it was completely Fluffy Bunny. It was not hard edge at all.
That's because they're all Fluffy Bunny.
It was kind of interesting, but...
It is what it is. It's a Lifetime movie.
A couple really strange ones I found. Robot Overlords. It had Gillian Anderson. It was shot in the UK.
Oh, now this is the... Is this the animated one?
No, it was live action.
Okay.
Robots take over the world and nefarious plots. And
vaguely remember seeing something like this.
It was kind of fun. It felt like a TV movie. Transporter Refueled. Yeah, I actually didn't really need to see that. Like, why did you get rid of Statham, you idiots?
I think he didn't want to come back.
That's too bad.
Who's the transporter in that? Was it Oliphant?
No, it's another French guy.
Okay.
I think he's French.
I mean,
I think they've done like two movies with him, actually.
Yeah. Wow, Batman versus Superman was just...
Extended? Did you watch the extended?
No.
Oh, dude. No, you did yourself a great, great disservice.
Really?
Great, great disservice. The extra 30 minutes makes...
It's already 2 hours.
It's 2.5, actually. The movie, the running time, the theatrical running time is just over 2.5 hours after the credits and all that bullshit. They took out the key element that brings the story together. So I was not a huge fan of the movie to begin with. I kind of reluctantly watched the additional, the recut with the extra 30 minutes added back in because Bill said it actually made the movie good. And he hated it when he saw it in the theaters. And it made that took that movie from meh to awesome. Like, seriously, the story that they took out brings the entire thing together.
Oh, God. Well, maybe next year. I don't think I can stomach.
Well, and this is the thing, right? Like, it's too bad that you watched that version because, yeah, if you'd seen the extended, I think you would have a different reaction.
Well, maybe.
I am a big advocate for the 3-hour cut of that movie. Because the 3-hour cut is actually a really good movie.
Huh.
Not even an okay movie. It's a really good movie. It still has problems, but it is solid.
Next.
Year. And this is coming from somebody that doesn't like Batman. So, hey, it's all good.
Okay. Watched a movie with one of Colleen's secret husbands, Simon Pegg, called Absolutely Anything.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen it?
Oh, I have not.
No, I have not, but I've seen the trailers for it. Though.
Which is kind of cute. It's a very fluffy movie too. I'm going to skip to my book, but the one book I read last month, but I read Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep? And then I had to watch Blade Runner.
Of course.
So, that was interesting actually. Yeah. The story is short. It's, if you're at all into the whole Blade Runner thing, I would recommend reading the book. It's completely, not completely
novella
different.
More than novel. It was.
Yeah. It's novella. And I was really, It's man, like they should go into like a film study. Like they really caught the core
idea,
essence of the book, and spun off an interesting movie with changing like a whole bunch of the detail. Like that's the way you do an adaptation.
Well, and it's one of the reasons why I thought A Scanner Darkly was so successful, because it's taking even more elements of the original story and like infused them into the film, but they've taken just the core idea and spun off a story. It still looks like it has like way more DNA than Blade Runner does of the original source material. But I find that all of the K. Dick adaptations that they do, the ones that sort of
work,
the ones that work really well are the ones that aren't afraid to take chances. Like they take the central core idea and then do something with it,
right?
Rather than trying to stick to the material, which honestly, a lot of the time doesn't make any fucking sense.
The material, I think if you tried to stick too close to this material, it would not have worked for the audience.
No. Yeah. I mean, there's a reason, I think that there's a reason that Dick is so popular, but still kind of like on the fringes. Like, he's popular because his ideas are really good and, you know, he was a really good writer, but he's still very much fringy. I mean, he's very like hardcore sci-fi. I think. Is he? Would he be considered that? Or
I think,
is there a different terminology for what his writing is like?
I don't honestly know how I would classify his writing, because he had, like, in Android's Dream of Electric Sheep, I mean, it was very close to hard sci-fi, but had to kind of a bit of a woo factor going in there as well, with, like, the religion that they'd introduced.
That's true.
Which I thought they handled in the film much better, honestly, like the point that it was trying to be made. But anyway, like definitely.
That's awesome.
It's a good pairing.
Now, which version of Blade Runner did you see?
It was, what did they call it? The final?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I would actually like to rewatch the original theatrical release just out of curiosity now.
I've got it on DVD if you want.
Oh, I would.
I have the death set that has like, I don't know how many different cuts.
Oh, I know. And
I like the version with no voiceover.
Well, this is it. I want to experience the voiceover version again, because I don't remember it being that objectionable. But I've only seen that version once or twice compared to all the other.
Yeah, I'll double check. I'm pretty sure the release that I have has both versions on it. You're welcome to borrow it for sure.
The other, let's see, saw Sisters, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
Oh, yeah.
It was a fun movie. It wasn't a blockbuster. Actually, there's a webcomic I read. The author has this really cool scale that works even better than thumbs up and thumbs down. He calls it his threshold of disappointment and his threshold of awesome. So it was above my threshold of disappointment, but it was below my threshold of awesome.
So yeah, okay. As
was Star Trek Beyond, which I enjoyed the most of all the three new Star Trek movies.
Oh, good to know.
It really felt like it was getting back to more of the core of what I enjoy.
Yeah.
Getting out of Star Trek. And Peg wrote a good script. I mean, like the characters were really tight and the new characters they had were really good. The thing that made the movie not like totally awesome was still it was a bit tropey with, I'm really tired of like Uber weapons. Save the galaxy from the evil guy with the Uber weapon. It's like, really?
God. Yeah. Isn't there another Star Trek story we can, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, explore. beyond that, because, you come back to even like Stranger Things, right? It wasn't save the galaxy from the Uber alternate dimension. It was like save my friends and family. Yeah. You know, it was about saving the kid. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that was the movie.
That was pretty good, man. You did good. I watched a few I've been trying to catch up to, mostly because there's been like not a lot of TV. So I saw Tickled. I actually made the trip to the Van City Theater to see that weird ass documentary about the underground tickling thing.
Oh God.
It's really weird.
Is that a fetish?
Yes. And much more.
Oh.
It's like, it's really weird. Like it's the kind of thing you can't really make up. Like it starts as this weird, like fetishy type thing. And then you start peeling back the layers and there's all this other weird crap going on. It's very, very, very odd.
All right.
Yeah. And the documentary is equally bizarre. Like it's just, you can't make this shit up. It's really entertaining is what it is. And you walk out of there and you're like, wow, people are weird. I finally saw Eddie the Eagle.
Nice.
Which was really charming and really sweet and really likable.
You know, I bet you there's listeners that won't even remember who...
You know what?
Who that guy was.
I hate the fact that the Olympics tightened up everything so that they could no longer get a Jamaican bobsled team. They could never get an Eddie Eagle in anymore because... When I think of the Calgary Olympics, the entire thing was Eddie the Eagle and the Jamaican bobsled team because they were the most inspirational.
Yeah.
They and blew my mind.
Want. And that's what you want. You want the inspiration.
Anyone, in theory, could be an Olympian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that it's just so well done. I mean, it could easily have gone super cheesy, but they just walk that fine line. It's just really enjoyable and really likable. And you're like rooting for the guy the whole time. Yeah. And then, you know, I spent an hour watching YouTube videos of him after the fact. So, you know, it worked out. Ghostbusters, the remake, I guess. You put in brackets 2016, like, I don't know how you differentiate. Generally pretty awesome. Kim McKinnon is the shit.
I almost went last night.
She's awesome. Yeah. It's some of the jokes are really flat. Some of the jokes are really awesome. It kind of has a little bit of both.
So much like the original.
Much like the original, yeah. Like, it works like gangbusters in places.
Yeah.
In other places, it doesn't work quite so well. There is homages to the original, obviously. It's fun. It's like it's just like a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a great time. So, hey, if you could do a sequel that isn't Ghostbusters 2, we're good.
I still keep meaning to actually go to it, like on the afternoon sort of matinee kind of thing. But usually by that time, I'm either completely dirty or completely tired.
Tired, yeah. I rewatched Terms of Endearment for a project that the Association of Women Film Journalists was putting together, and I hadn't seen Terms of Endearment in maybe like 20 years. That movie holds up really, really well. I still cried my eyes out. Jack Nicholson hasn't aged since like the mid-70s or 80s, whenever that movie was made. It's really creepy. But yeah.
It's going to catch up real quick.
I mean, we haven't seen him in, but like, all things considered, after I watched that, I'm like, I don't think I've seen him in the front row at the Oscars in like at least 6 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think if he's not dead, he's not doing well. But yeah, it was kind of weird to see him, you know, 20 years ago still looking the same.
I expect Robert Redford any day now to fully desiccate and crumble into dust.
I don't know, man. I keep seeing him pop up in movies like he's in the trailer for Pete's Dragon. Yeah. And I'm like, wow, he's holding up real well.
That's why I'm saying, like, it's coming. It's coming.
I don't know, man. Some point, he's like, he strikes me as a granola guy. Like, total granola all the way. He's going to live until, like, he's 150 or something. And at this point, he can afford to get himself, like, frozen. Whatever.
Well, he lives in the right place.
Which actually leads, that's actually a really interesting tie-in to my next movie, which is about being cryogenically frozen. It's called Real Live. It played at Fantasia earlier this month. And it's about the first man that is reawakened like 80 years after he died. So he's put, like, the movie starts in the present. Well, it actually starts in the future. Starts in the past, I can't remember, but whatever, you get like the whole gamut of things. But it's basically like he's the first guy to be reawakened after being cryogenically frozen for like 80 years. And it's not as glamorous as you might think it is. And let's just say he does not want to stay alive.
It's not like Woody Allen's Sleeper.
It's not
like Austin Powers.
No. It's really, really fascinating and a really sort of like humanistic approach to like interesting questions. I really liked it. I'm sure it'll play at some point in the next couple of months in other festivals. But if it comes near you, see it. It's really good. And I watched Vintage Tomorrows, which is a documentary which I think is tied into some sort of novel that somebody has written or two guys have written. I kind of scuffed it off in the first couple of minutes because it's a documentary about steampunk, and it's very low budget. Like, it's basically like a couple of guys with a camera and they're interviewing a bunch of people. But it's a really interesting into like the subculture that for a long time I just called goth, brown goth, basically.
Yeah, right. Brown goth.
That's kind of what it looked like to me. But there's some interesting stuff going on there. And I actually thought the documentary was, it's really short. It's like 60 minutes or something. It's just over an hour long. And it's a really, it touches on some interesting ideas that I hadn't really considered and some aspects of the subculture that aren't as popular. Like, everybody thinks about the fashion, but there's a bunch of other stuff going on that's not quite as mainstream, which I thought was really interesting. So kudos for that. It played a couple of festivals in Europe, and I think it played here last year somewhere, so it might be available somewhere. It's very, very low budget. So yeah, I think it'll pop up anytime. But yeah, Vintage Tomorrows, look for it. It's actually really interesting. I was impressed. Like, it's certainly like lacking, but it's a really interesting into a fascinating little subculture. That's what I got.
Cool. Podcast?
Not a lot of mainstream.
No, well, I watched a few other things, but nothing that's like, I went to see Bourne yesterday. I saw the new Jason Bourne movie.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah.
It's Jason Bourne. Like, it's really great to have Matt Damon back. Like, really, really great. Tommy Lee Jones is badass. Alicia Vikander kicks ass. His previous, helper, what was her name?
Oh yeah.
She's in it for like all of 5 minutes, which is disappointing.
Yeah.
But they actually like do something with the character this time, which is really good. And for all of the complaints that we've had about the female characters on that show, in those that series so to date, the character of Alicia Vikander plays is actually really interesting, and she has something more going than just being like the sidekick or helper or something. It's very like, there's always like a back door. It's very techy. It's all about like espionage and technology. So it has that sort of very nowness going on, which kind of opens some like weird, like it leaves the story open to a lot of little like holes and kind of like, oh, you went there. But generally speaking, it's just Bourne kicking ass and he's really good at it. And it's nice to have Matt Damon back. And I'll watch more Jason Bourne with Paul Greengrass and Matt Damon. No problem.
Sure.
Why not?
Absolutely.
I missed the Star Trek. We got stuck in traffic. Didn't make the screening. It's really sad. So we still haven't seen it. Hey, whatever.
Don't.
Yeah, pretty much. So yeah, podcasts.
I have just two. One I just recently discovered. It's called My Favorite Murder. Where two chicks from LA basically chit chat and basically discuss their favorite murder.
And it sounds like two girlfriends having wine and talking about killers.
Exactly.
Like, we were listening to it in the car, and I'm like, this is a real podcast? Like, are you serious?
Yeah, it's just like overhearing someone's conversation. You're sitting at the next booth, and you're like going, why are they talking about Paul Bernardo? Like, for fuck's sake. I don't know. I find it great background. It keeps me interested but not focused. And for a lot of activities, that's absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
And the other one, Science Versus, has finally got back. They had done, the lady who does the podcast, she had done a full season, and then she went off the air, and Gimlet Media is brought it back. Although it, I find it really weird because she keeps on talking about the first, you know, like, this is the first season of Science Versus. Like, no, there's an entire first season.
Yeah.
I can still listen to on another.
Yeah, but it's not part of the same network.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, but she never makes any allusion to the original. So it's like, there's like 14 episodes people can listen to get an idea. But it's finally back. I'm happy. They're doing episodes on like fracking and other things. So
cool.
And basically goes through all these different issues and looks at it from a science point of view, is like whether or not like inoculations are good or bad, whether fracking is truly as nightmarish as everyone says it is, and goes through the science and then sort of gives it a grade at the end, is like whether science wins or whatever wins. So yeah.
Well, I finally listened to an episode of that show, the show that you recommended about the sounds.
Oh, yeah.
The one that's only like 30 seconds long or a minute long or whatever.
Yeah.
And of course, I subscribe and this very first episode that pops up is like 16 minutes long. I'm like, what? But it was mostly like a collection of other smaller stories. I'm like, oh, okay.
I was kind of disappointed because and actually that's one of my picks too, because we kind of little talked about it. Like, I'd found it, but I hadn't listened to it.
Oh, okay.
Now I've listened to it. And normally, it's called The World of Sound. And normally, it's like no more than 2 minutes long.
Yep.
And then the very last one they did was like almost, what do they call that, a clip show.
Yeah.
From all of their previous ones.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know why they did that, but it was like, it was like an hour long. And if you'd listen to the other one, maybe spaced out, because I did the catch up. And if it only comes out like once a week or something and it's 2 minutes. So
yeah.
Maybe for people that had been subscribed from the beginning, it was a different experience, but I didn't need that hour-long show.
Yeah, I only basically listened to half of it.
But other than that, it's like that one show excluded, it's a great podcast.
Yeah. No, and I thought it was just like, I was really happy that you recommended it. The other one that you recommended was the horror one, which I haven't listened to yet.
Did I?
Yeah, it's once a month. Or something of Horror Society, I think it's called.
Oh, right. I passed that along because someone,
which I still haven't seen.
What's it called?
I'll let you know. I think it's called Horror Society. That seems to stick in my mind.
Oh, right. Yeah, it's the two professors.
Yeah.
I forget where I heard about that, but
I think Ashley had mentioned it.
That's right. Ashley. Yeah.
So that's one that I've sort of bookmarked, but I haven't listened to yet. I haven't been walking, so yeah.
It's longish, but it only comes out like once a month.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's very
cool.
Infrequent, so makes up for the length.
Cool, because I'm down to about 80 podcasts.
Oh, God.
I caught a lot out. I finally went, you know what, this is ridiculous. I'm getting rid of blah, blah, blah. So I'm down to about 80 from a high of about 120. to be fair, though, there's about 40 that I listen to, like, oh, new episode, download, it's in the queue. There's about 40. And then the other one's sort of like,
that's still too many.
I'm either waiting to get to them, or I sort of like them, but not enough to continuously.
If it's short, it's not too bad. But man, if those are like hour long
ones are hard. Yeah,
that's a full work week there.
It totally is.
And again, Tannis and Black Tapes. I love those two podcasts, man. Love them.
Fangirl.
Yep. Absolutely fangirl of those.
Anything else? Books or anything?
One more podcast.
Oh.
Story Collider. It's about... so far, they haven't been over 15 minutes. And basically, it's another one of these moth story show kinds of things where people are telling a story. So it's one story, and it's related to science.
Oh, cool.
And, yeah, it's no more than 15 minutes. So.
Oh, I like those.
Nice. I have two books. As I was saying in the car on the drive here, I actually, finger on the pulse of all that's hip and cool in the world, I picked up Harry Potter Volume 1.
we're talking Harry Potter and the Philosopher's
Stone. Yeah. Yes, yes. The origin story kind of
it's
thing.
It's a quick read.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
I'm pretty sure I don't need to read any more Harry Potter books. It wasn't bad.
The stories get a little more complicated, and the writing does get more complicated with each book.
Oh, really?
The books grow with the kids.
I was desperate. It was there. I picked it up. It didn't cost me anything.
If you were desperate, I have way better stuff for you to take from my shelf.
Well, my friend Marion gave me the next book. I'm only about maybe a quarter way in, and I'm already really digging this, and it's a series, apparently, so score. The book is called The Atrocity Archives by Charles Stross. And it's part of a larger sort of series of books called The Laundry Files or something. And it's sort of like high-tech sort of like hacker slash spy trying to keep all the Lovecraftian monsters kind of thing in the world under keep so that like the society doesn't freak out.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's kind of right up my wheelhouse. I'm really enjoying it so far. So
excellent.
Yeah.
I don't have anything. I'm still trying to finish what I started last month.
Yeah, lots of computer stuff, lots of talking about servers and things like that, and lots of monsters. So,
kind of like that.
Exactly.
I like monsters.
I know. Who doesn't? Tentacle beasts everywhere. Oh, yeah. Nuclear bombs going on. Oh, yeah.
Okay, we watched Decoys 2. It happened to be on TV earlier. You said tentacles. I was reminded of it. Oh, God. It's so bad.
That doesn't even ring a bell.
Oh, dude. Decoys was actually not terrible. It's kind of like The Faculty, one of those really cheesy alien possession movies.
I kind of like The Faculty.
No, The Faculty is like the high bar of that kind of movie. And for me, Decoys is kind of like, so it's The Faculty, maybe Species, and then Decoys, if I was to put them in any sort of order. And Decoys is not that good. Decoys 2 is just absolutely terrible. So terrible. But we watched the entire thing. It was gloriously bad.
Excellent.
And it was made in like, you can just tell from the cell phones that it's not new. Tan's like, what year is this? Those cell phones look ancient. I'm like, do you even want to know? The fashion looks terrible. Like, this is like high school level fashion. I did rewatch Veronica Mars the other day because somebody had mentioned
the movie.
Because somebody had like, oh, I watched Veronica Mars and I've never even seen the TV show. And I'm like, I'll rewatch Veronica Mars. Because I'll always rewatch Veronica Mars. Because why not?
Yeah,
I really like that movie. I really like that show.
Mm-hmm.
I did download Wonderfalls.
Have you watched it yet?
No.
Oh my goodness!
I am gonna watch Wonderfalls though. I did download Wonderfalls.
Jane, the girl in that, I freaking love that show so much. And her sort of like, will they, won't they kind of thing with the bartender. Holy crap. I love that show so badly.
I downloaded it because you said it was awesome.
It
was
awesome.
I'm like, I couldn't find it anywhere. I'm like, oh, Colleen said it was really cool. Look, there it is.
And you know what? It's one season. Sadly, it's one season.
Yeah.
I wish it was more than one season.
Which is probably why I downloaded it.
It is completely binge worthy.
Yeah.
And I just love how sort of bitchy and cynical the main character Jane is. Holy boy.
Maybe I can watch it when I go away on the long weekend.
There you
It'll be fairy, fairy watching.
I think that show was almost before its time.
I think it would do better now.
Yeah.
Oh, totally. I think Veronica Mars was way before its time, too. That show was a little too short for my liking, but whatever. Anything else before we sort of wrap things up for this month?
I think I'm done.
I think I'm done, too.
Ditto. So come on by row3.com. We will link to the trailers and stuff of everything that we've talked about today, so that if there is something that you want to catch up with because it sounds awesome, you can and do it easily. And we will be back in a couple of weeks with the September preview. Oh my God, September. Festival season. So until next time.
We'll see you after the credits.
Ooga chaka, ooga ooga, ooga chaka, ooga ooga, ooga chaka, ooga ooga, ooga chaka, ooga ooga, ooga
chaka. I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. When we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on.